A new state law in effect on January 1st will require households in Washington to be equipped with carbon monoxide detectors. Does everyone have to buy one? Why do we need them? And if you need one, where could you get it? Here to answer our questions is Dana Katz. She's an education specialist with the Seattle Fire Department's Fire Prevention Division. Dana, thanks for your time.
You bet.
So why the need for these carbon monoxide detectors?
You know, the legislation really recognized in 2006 when we had that big windstorm, if people remember. We had just a lot of power outages in King County. And it was during that time that we had most of the severe carbon monoxide poisonings, and we actually even had 8 deaths. So at that time, we realized how important carbon monoxide alarms are to alert people, particularly during times of power outages.
Now, I remember seeing that some folks were trying to use their charcoal grills inside the house, and that caused quite a bit of harm. Is that the kind of problems that have arisen during power outages?
Absolutely. So whether for heating or for cooking, people are turning to auxiliary sources, their barbecue or charcoal grills they're bringing in, and they emit any kind of fuel-burning device. Will emit carbon monoxide. So it was exactly that. The grills or the power generators that people were buying, they were also bringing inside, which are gas-powered. And they should never be brought indoors. They're meant to be outdoors to provide that auxiliary heat. So exactly. People were misinformed, and a lot of people were getting ill and even dying.
Dana, have other municipalities or states put in rules like this to require carbon monoxide detectors? And if so, did they notice fewer of these types of horrible incidents?
You know, I do know other states are enforcing this. I actually do not have those statistics for you in other states. I just know that, you know, in our era, we recognized that need and we did act.
Now, when I had some work done on my house this year, some weatherization, and I was told I would have to get carbon monoxide detectors put in the house. I understand this doesn't cover everybody January 1st. Is that right?
That's correct. It does not. You know, so if you own your own home, currently you're not needing to put one in. We recommend it's a good idea to put them in. But if you do add on to your house anything that requires a permit of any sort, you will need to put that carbon monoxide alarm in, as well as if you go to sell your home. Then you would also need to put a carbon monoxide. So if you're a buyer, make sure, you know, before you buy that house that the seller does provide you with that.
Now, how about renters or people who own condos where there's maybe some common space? What are the rules on for those folks?
Right. So all new and existing apartments and rental houses are required to have carbon monoxide detectors. So if you're a renter and you don't have one, you might want to inform your landlord and be sure that they understand that they do need to provide that.
Well, if I have to buy one or if I just want to buy one, where do I get it and how much is it going to cost me?
You know, most hardware stores, home improvement stores carry them. Most places that would have smoke detectors also carry the carbon monoxide detectors, and they start anywhere from about $20 up to $50. So there are a variety out there. There is one of the cheapest ones is a plug-in variety that actually just plugs into your outlet. If you do choose that, make sure it does have a battery backup. So because obviously in a power outage, you won't be able to get power through that receptacle. So make sure it does have a battery backup. But there are numerous types out there. Just make sure you follow the manufacturer's instructions on, you know, where to put them and follow that. And make sure that they also have a UL label on them, meaning that they've been independently tested and meet the code.
Hey, thanks so much for telling us about this, Dana. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Dana Katz, education specialist at the Seattle Fire Department's Fire Prevention Division. And they are going to require carbon monoxide detectors on single-family homes. They're not required if you don't do anything to your house. If you remodel or if you sell the house, you're going to have to put them in. But they're recommending it as a good thing to do anyway. They also are going to be required on all rentals.